Born between the years 4 and 6 BC and crucified about AD 28, Jesus Christ is one of the world's major religious figures and is regarded as the Messiah predicted by the Old Testament prophets. On being childlike, Jesus said these words, "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Recently, while preparing to give a lecture in a town far from home, I had the strange experience of looking directly into a wall mirror while sitting at a desk. The entire wall was one gigantic mirror, and every time I looked up, there was this body looking back at me while I was writing in a notepad. Finally, I just stopped and stared back. I couldn't grasp the fact that this was actually me reflected in the mirror. I remember saying to myself, "That's an old man in there who's renting my face." The ageless child in me, my eternal, unchanging observer, knows nothing of judgment and hatred. There's nothing to judge. There's no one to hate. Why? Because that child inside doesn't see appearances. It only knows how to look with love on everything and everyone. It simply allows everything to be as it is and only notices the unfolding of God in everyone it encounters. Being without shape, size, color, or personality, this ageless, invisible child inside fails to notice such trivial distinctions. Consequently, that invisible, ageless child is always at peace, just witnessing, just observing, but most important, just allowing. Recently, I had the experience of running early one morning and feeling so exhilarated that I hurtled over a 3.5-foot fence as I came back to the hotel at the completion of my run. My wife, who was observing me, let out a scream and said to me, "You can't do that. You don't jump over fences when you're 56 years old. You could kill yourself." My immediate response to her was, "Oh, I forgot." That invisible, ageless me, who is my eternal observer, forgot for an instant that it was living in a body that has been here for over half a century. To me, this passage of Jesus from the New Testament speaks to the process of forgetting about our bodies as our primary identity, forgetting about our ethnic identity, our spoken language, our cultural labels, the shape of our eyes, or what side of the border we grew up on, then making that conversion to become as little children who are impervious to such compartmentalizing. Jesus was not saying we should be childish and become immature, undisciplined, and uneducated. Instead, he was referring to being childlike, which is non-judgmental, loving, accepting, and incapable of placing labels on anyone or anything. When we are able to be as little children, we realize that in every adult there is a child who desperately wants to be known. It is the child who is full and the adult who is usually empty. The fullness of the child is evident in peace, love, non-judgment, and allowing. The emptiness of the adult reveals itself in fear, anxiety, prejudgment, and fighting. Enlightenment can be seen as a process of remembering that in the heart of a little child there is purity, and it is this pure divine love and acceptance that is the ticket to the kingdom of heaven. Make it one of your goals in life to be more childlike in everything you do. The quality that we apply to geniuses is the equivalent of the inquisitiveness of a child. Geniuses and children share a willingness to explore without thoughts of failure or worries about criticism.